We sit glued to the TV set all night
and every night.
Why go into the outside world at all?
It's such a fright.
We got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of...
Hello and welcome to TV Times 3, episode number 125. I am Amory from mytakeontv.com.
I'm Jason the TVaholic from tvaholic.com.
And I'm Ray from raylee.com.
Hello, Ray.
Hello.
Hello, Jason. How's it going?
It's going. How's the new house, Amory?
And I feel like I've slept for days. I mean, I feel like I haven't slept for days.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
How is the new house?
It's nice. I mean, I'm happy to be in it, but I'm still, like, I'm frustrated because, like, my drain is slow when it wasn't. We, like, did the walkthrough and, like, ugh, just little stupid things. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Anyway. Yeah. So, but I'm happy to be in it. How's your house, Ray?
It's good. Eating up a lot of my money at the moment.
Yes,
but
that's my problem, too. I keep going and buying more things.
Hungry, hungry houses.
Yes.
I think that's a children's book. No.
What are hungry, hungry houses? Swear to God.
It should be. Now that we got that out of the way.
I have no idea what our schedule looks like today. Let's talk about the news, I guess. Okay. Sorry, I'm in a daze. News!
Been huffing too many paint fumes, or...
I swear, it's horrible. The CW has renewed America's Next Top Model for a 19th season, which will be a college edition. Well, they had to, because, I mean, it's like the only show that makes money for them.
What show is this?
America's Next Top Model.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's that. NBC announced Community will return on March 15th, and that Bent will series premiere on March 21st with Best Friends Forever and Betty White's Off Their Rockers premiering on April 4th. I loved Bent. I'm interested to see what they do with the revised pilot. I hope they don't change it too much because I love it. And everybody is, like, freaking out like it was, like, the second coming of whatever when they announced Community's return. So what? It was not canceled. It was never not coming back. People need to calm down.
What is Bent about?
It's Amanda Peet, and she hires a contractor.
That's all I needed to know. Yeah, I know it is. I liked it. All right.
Yeah, I like that one, but I am a little like, okay, I liked it, but they changed it, and I haven't seen the...
Yeah, I hate when they change things that I like. Because if I like the first one, I'm like, come on, they're probably going to change everything. Best Friends Forever I'm looking forward to, too, because I like the two leads, but I've only, like, seen a clip, and that was when Adam Pally was still in it. So, we'll have to see what happens there. And then my friend Travis is a director on Betty White's Off the Rockers, so hope it does well. That's it. FX has renewed Archer for a fourth season and signed, like, their producers to an overall holding deal, which is awesome because I love Archer and I love their producers, and just another great show. And lastly, Spike TV has canceled Blue Mountain State, a show I've never seen ever, after apparently three seasons.
God, Amory, can't believe we weren't watching that.
No. Anyway, that's the news that's fit.
Is that another show you lost when you moved for your DVR?
Yes, I lost all three seasons when I moved. It is, I mean, it's nice that I get to, like, reset my DVR priority, but I already lost the chart that I made for it somewhere in my house. So I don't know what I'm actually supposed to be recording upstairs. So right now, only my living room has recording, so I'm missing some stuff. But whatever, we'll catch up. Yeah, so that's the news. And TV on DVD. I didn't look at the list because I have barely been on the internet. But I'm going to go with Game of Thrones Season 1 because I love it. And what else comes out?
That's pretty much it. I mean, there's a bunch of other stuff on the list, but...
The only thing that matters is that...
Look, people, I don't know about you, but I'm getting the Hawthorne DVDs. I have, however, already ordered the Blu-rays of
the final season.
Is that what it's coming out?
I think so.
You don't know. I mean, come on. She and Michael Vartan were together because they have such great chemistry. Hawthorne, it's worth a purchase. It's not really.
No,
it's not. It's not at all.
Speaking of shows that made it three seasons, unbelievable.
Yeah, right? Oh my God. And then Mark Anthony was in the cast. Do you remember that? So weird.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that.
I blocked out of my memory.
Okay. Yeah, Game of Thrones.
Let's capitalize the RN.
I do like Game of Thrones very much, and I think it's worth a purchase. And looking at the list now, yeah. Come on, you don't want the Care Bears.
I actually am excited about that one.
That's why I was like, wait! I love it. Anyway, oh my god, this is funny. So I'm still looking at the list, and I'm like looking at next week's March 13th for new releases. 19 Kids and Counting, parentheses, a.k.a. 18 Kids and Counting, semicolon, a.k.a. 17 Kids and Counting, end parentheses, season 3. Good lord. So that's, yeah, TV on DVD, Game of Thrones, that's all that you need to know. And Care Bears, if you really care.
Which you should care.
Which you should, because Care Bears are awesome.
If they were gummy not bears, care about Care Bears?
Gummy Bears! Do you guys remember Gummy Bears? Bouncing here and there.
I do.
The other night, my brother and I, this is a related to Gummy Bears story. My brother and I went to a part, like a bar, to see our friend's band. And before the band started, we were all singing theme songs from TV shows. And my brother knows every word to every verse. There's multiple verses of the Gummy Bears theme song. And he sang it all. And it was hysterical. So yeah, gummy bears bouncing here and there and everywhere. Anyway, we are the gummy bears. That's TV on DVD.
Which the gummy bears are not coming out on DVD.
Gummy bears aren't coming out on DVD. The Care Bears made me think of it. Anyway, prime time. Running together. Yeah, I don't know the names of any of the shows. I mean, the Walking Dead season.
Season
two?
2, episode 9, Trigger Finger.
What?
Trigger Finger.
Trigger Finger. I don't watch the show.
Those are your deep thoughts.
That was my deep thoughts on it. Oh, I just found a gift card for $3.18.
I'm just going to say that the scene in the car freaked me out. I actually had to fast forward through it.
What happened? What was the scene?
In the previous episode, she was looking down for the map in the car, and she looked up, and there was a guy standing in the road, and she hit him. It was unclear at that point whether he was a zombie or not, which doesn't really matter. He was a zombie after the fact. When it ended, like, she had gone off the side of the road, and she, you know what I mean, like, crashed. So when she comes to, he's trying to get through the glass into the car. Oh, it's just bad. I had to fast forward through it.
Yeah, it was like a hole through the front windshield, just trying to like stick his head just zombieing in.
Zombieing, is that a verb now?
Right.
Zombieing in.
Well, I'm trying to use zombie in as many ways as possible to talk about a show that never uses the word zombie.
So what do they call them? Dead walkers or something?
They call them walkers, roamers. They were calling them lame brains in the other group that they ran into. Apparently, there's lots of names. But in this world, there's never, ever, ever been the concept of a zombie before until this happened. So, was it just me, or did it seem like the time shifted that all of a sudden it was nighttime?
Yes.
Like at the end of the episode, when they were in the bar, I can't remember, maybe it was starting to get dark when she was driving down the road, but when they were in the bar and all that stuff happened, it seemed like it was still, like, light out.
It was. They had commented something about they needed to get back before it got dark, but it got dark awfully fast.
Yeah, and then when they come back in this episode, it's right at the point with the shooting. They come back right after that, and then all of a sudden you go outside and it's pitch black out, and I was like, wow, the time really shifted. Maybe it was later in the day than I thought, because it seemed like the problem I had with the first episode was I didn't really understand why Lori was, like, off on her own to find, you know, her husband and bring him back, because it didn't seem like they had been gone that long. It wasn't like they'd been gone. It just seemed like the only reason they did that was so that they could put her in danger and do that scene in the car. Like, there was no other reason.
I didn't really understand why she left to go find him either. I mean,
like, if it actually had been nighttime when she left, like, then they'd have been gone like a day, then I could have seen, like, she can't get anybody else to go, then I could see maybe her going, but it seemed like it was in the time frame of the first episode back. It just seemed like they hadn't been gone that long when she's trying to find somebody else to go after them, to bring back them who had gone to bring back somebody else. And then when she gets in the accident, I was like, oh, that's why they did it. And but what do you think about them running into this, you know, this other group?
I don't know.
Exasperated sigh.
I mean, I think it's only realistic that you eventually run into other people.
Yeah.
It seems, I don't know, I guess the town is supposed to be far enough away from wherever they are that maybe, you know what I mean? Like, because it felt like a weird, it felt like there was something more to that scene, but I don't know. I was fine with it, and then what happens? Then he kills them, which I actually understood, like, you know, like they... It was a very tense scene anyway. It seemed like a little bit of an overreaction on Rick's part to immediately kill them.
Well,
but
the
then
guy
again,
drew
they
on
were.
Him, though.
I know, they were. That's what I was going to say, that they were very. It's not like they were totally passive people who were really nice. And you know what I mean? Like they were. Even before he drew, they were pushing the limits on the take us back, show us where you are, whatever. Like you think that you would get it. Like, yeah, we get that, you know, you're not going to. It's not a time for sharing anymore. But then everything that happens, I don't know. I mean, I'm fine with them running into people. It just was a weird, it felt a little weird about it. Like almost as if they knew they were there, but if they knew they were there, then why wouldn't they have been able, I mean, they're the only people who've been in town recently. So I don't know. It was a weird thing. I wonder if we're going to get more of that other group.
Yeah. I don't know if we're going to, because
maybe that other
there only seemed to be like one of them left of the smaller, you know, they said there was, they had some people off someplace, but there was only one of them like left that like drove off in the truck. And then they sort of saved the one guy. And that was to bring the, you know, the Shane and Rick to a head about how they see things going, like who should be in charge. And
right.
So I think that works to bring that to a head, but it definitely ratcheted things up. But it showed that their danger is not just the zombies, that you don't know who you're going to run into and whether they're going to be, you know, cool or not.
Right. It'll be interesting to see if this is the reason they finally get away from the farm.
what do you think about that? I was listening to the IGN Channel Surfing podcast, mm-hmm. and they were talking about them being on the farm, but they were talking about in the actual comics that they were on the farm for a little bit, and that maybe in the TV show it seems like a little bit longer than the time frame in the comic book, but that everybody is like really hot for them to get off the farm, but that in the comic book the next place they go to, they stay for a really, really long time in the comic book. So it would just mean them moving off the farm to another place, and next season would just be them at a whole nother place for the whole season or more.
Right, but the next place they go to, if they follow the comic book, is a lot more interesting than the farm, which I think is why people who, even the people who know that they, you know what I mean, that they go somewhere, I think that's partly why they say it.
Well, just seem like
anxious for them to get to that next locale.
So that they can go, when are they getting out of this place?
Well, there's a lot more interesting things that happen in that locale, so I think that's...
All right. Well, then that sounds good.
I mean, if they follow the... I mean, you know.
If they still stick to using that as sort of the rough outline to follow along.
Exactly.
All right. The Walking Dead, which I don't watch. And literally, I did lose in my DVR. Because I made all efforts to watch and then never did and then never deleted them. And now they're all gone. Our next show is Castle, Season 4, Episode 16, Lynchpin. I honestly did not see this coming, that Jennifer Beals was the bad guy.
I didn't see it either. I'm a little disappointed she was, to be honest.
Yeah, kind of disappointed in that since she was the behind the scenes of a previous character in one of his books, that she would turn out to be the bad guy. I didn't really see it coming until they got into far enough into this episode where you realized that there was going to be an inside guy, you know, or an inside person in the CIA. But then it had to be her or the other guy. Like, those were.
I thought for sure it was the other guy because I know him from Drop Dead Diva, and he was too recognizable for me to not be, like, something involved.
But then when it turns out to be him, or it looks like it's him, it was too soon in the episode, like, for it to actually be him. But it all worked to put a bug in Castle's ear about his father possibly being in the CIA and was why he disappeared or on him. What did you think of adding that in?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't need these bigger stories when it comes to this show. Like, I feel like sometimes the show gets kind of caught up in those stories. Like,
yeah, but do you think it might be they could finally wrap up the Beckett mother thing because they could now drop in the Castle father thing as a replacement for doing something overarching so that they can actually, because it seems like it's 4 seasons in, that's plenty of time with this, what happened to Beckett's mother and all that stuff behind it.
I mean, whatever. Like I said, I don't, like Ray said, I don't need the overarching. I don't care one way or the other. Though I gotta be honest, I do kind of wish they would get rid of the Castle mother story, because how many people in the world can be involved in this case? Apparently everybody they talk to.
It keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Yeah, I don't particularly think, I mean, when they do hit on those episodes, they tend to be pretty good. But you can, you can't do that all the time. But then it also seems weird when there's these long gaps where nobody even mentions it. Or at least in this episode, she popped up the screen that you got a look at that, Castle is still looking at connections and looking at that stuff behind, because they kind of even dropped that a little bit. But I think that possibly that they put that in there is maybe they can move big backstory type stuff to as they go on.
Maybe. Who knows?
I was sad that she ended up being the bad guy because I liked her. And as I told Amory, if she had been cast as Beckett originally, this show would be a lot more interesting to me.
Yes.
But it's too good of a... It's not a good enough show for Jennifer Beals. Sorry, I don't even mean that in the way it sounds, but... Like, she needs a good drama show, and this show would never be that kind of...
Yeah.
This show would never be that kind of show, so I don't really want her in it, but I enjoyed her and Castle, and I just think she's a really good actress anyway, so I just enjoyed her.
I think it also, her turning out to be the bad guy, and then she gets shot, is... She's not ever going to be on the show again. Like,
exactly.
She's not going to reappear. So that was kind of what did you also think? The other thing that they did in the episode was the little talk between her and Beckett, where she talks about how she kind of wishes that they had never gone any farther because all they had was.
I think that was the writers writing that to us, and it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, it was a potential obstacle to keep them apart. That was sort of the first time you were watching something and went, oh, that seems like an extra contrivance as an extra thing to try and keep them apart.
I'm sorry, did I just hear a cat?
Yes.
Okay, just checking.
I was just ignoring him. That was Jennifer Beals saying that to What's-Her-Face, right?
Yeah. She was saying that she wished they hadn't gone farther because, once that happened, she found out that there wasn't really anything other than sort of the tension beforehand. And, that it sort of got... Beckett sort of had the look like she was thinking about, is that all that we have?
See, I see it a little different. One, I discounted anything she said once she turned out to be the bad guy. Which I don't know if the show will do that, but I feel like they should. You know what I mean? Like, how can you trust anything she said if she ended up being the person? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the other hand, and I don't know if Beckett would also do that or not. I don't know how the show is using it. However, I do think it could also be an impetus for Beckett to find out if there's anything more versus, just waiting, whatever. But, I mean, I assume that this season at some point towards the end of the season, they have to somehow advance that relationship.
Yeah.
Because it can't continue to be what it is right now. So, indefinite. I hope they don't go that Bones route, so.
Was she suddenly pregnant? I hope so, too.
No, I meant that they waited forever. Waited forever to put them together.
Yeah.
Where somebody close to them dies and they get together off screen in their grieving.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you find out later on that she's pregnant. That's not the way you want it to go.
Oh, that's so annoying. anyway.
I'm not really overly attached to them, so I don't care if that's the way they go. But I just meant, like, it seems silly because she's obviously gotten to the point where she has acknowledged that she feels this way about him.
Yeah.
And we know that he feels this way about her. So at this point, it's just kind of one of those silly things, like, why wouldn't you at least? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I hope that they wrap up the mother stuff, because that's the obstacle that they've put. That's why I was sort of hopeful that maybe they were dropping in this other to use as a backstory because they think they need one, and then they could finally close out the mother storyline, which would allow them to put them together. But then it looked like they were dropping little things to make her think twice in the episode. But I hope, that, like you said, that that would be based on the way the episode ends for them and you know, the other things that happen in the episode, that she would realize that that was their relationship, you know, not her and Castle's relationship, and that you don't trust the CIA agent that had gone rogue.
Yeah.
The sleeper KGB.
All right, moving on from Castle.
That we've clearly overthought.
Yes.
But that's what the podcast is for overthinking things that don't need too much thought. Speaking of which, New Girl. Season 1, episode 14, Bully.
The little girl in the show that was the bully is in Bent. That's about all I have.
Is this the one where What's-His-Face breaks up with What's-Her-Face breaks up with him?
Yeah, with the cactus.
Oh my god, him and the cactus, that guy, whenever he gets drunk. That's like the highlight of my episodes.
There were three things in the episode for me. One was him, like, trying to first water the cactus, then he breaks the cactus, he's trying to put the cactus back together, and then basically repeatedly drunk dialing her, which ultimately puts them towards the breakup. But the other was Schmidt and the cheese.
Oh my god, Schmidt and the cheese.
The way they write Schmidt, and that he can make, like, anything dirty, and that he was just talking about cheeses, and Cece is like, why am I turned on by this?
Yeah, I asked that question myself. Cece, why are you turned on by a dude who talks about cheese like that? Because I love him. I love Schmidt. But cheese, really? But I don't know. I like the show. It's another good episode for me.
And then the third thing was at the end with the, you know, going against the, or working to get the bully, was making her sing with you in front of the class. I thought that was pretty funny.
I like how she's like, camera phones are welcome.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really have anything to say about the show. Except that I like, what's her name?
Do you?
What's Lizzie her Kaplan? Name that plays Julia?
Lizzie?
Lizzie Kaplan, yes.
I said it like four times.
Did you? I didn't hear you. I like her a lot. So I kind of wish she would say, because I liked her and Nick together.
Yeah, I was hoping that arc would last a little longer.
What else? I don't know. I like that I loved it. Why are we looking at a crescent moon? Like, they were so excited about it, and they're like, hold up, what? Why are we excited about this?
I'm going to live with her someday.
They just continue to look at it. They don't, like, figure out.
Yeah, they don't stop and, like, turn around. They're like, huh, what's going on? And I like that they pretty much pointed out that Winston still is right, like, they write nothing for him, and he doesn't really do anything, but he's always just there. And the tools that she's like, I need tools, and he brought her the scissors? That was awesome.
It was where he says, why do you think that I don't have anything else to do? And she laughs.
Yeah.
She said, thanks, I needed that.
I don't know, another good episode. You guys, I'm so tired, and I don't want to go back to work tomorrow. Anyway, yeah, so that's New Girl.
Okay, so the next thing, since we sort of created this list on the fly.
Yes, we did.
Modern Family, Season 3, Episode 16, Virgin Territory.
I saw someone online go on a rail against the fact that, like, Haley was sexually active.
Really?
So what?
Had they missed that episode from last season?
Like, somebody's friend, like, so what? if she is. I mean, yeah, she's in high school, but the show didn't say that every single high school student was having sex. They said Haley was. They didn't make it seem like everybody's doing it. They said Haley was. Like, this person I read online, like, going off on a tear about how irresponsible it was for this show to do that. And I'm like, no, it's not. But thanks.
And they didn't, like, say that she was continually... I mean, we could maybe assume that she's not afraid to have sex again, but
right.
It didn't make it seem like, oh, she's sleeping around.
Yeah, they and they pointing out that she's not a virgin. That it was with her boyfriend, and, like, ugh, people are just dumb.
Oh, you said Haley's a virgin.
Oh, my gosh.
That part was pretty great, and then her fate. Because that is how it happened.
Oh man, I hate Lily too. Incidentally,
yeah. So you're with Luke.
The boys were like, "Oh my god, we hate her."
I know. I was so excited when Luke and what's his name Manny are like, "We got to take her down. We got to take her down." And then they inevitably take Cam down. Oh my god, wait, this is the episode where they drive the car, isn't it? Oh my god, I laughed out loud when he drove. When he, they're like, ah, and it's like 4 miles an hour down the street because they think they're like flying. Oh my god, it was so funny.
But when he ducks down and Manny's driving and he just looks like he's cruising by, but then he gets down to the end and realizes so he cruises back by, backing up.
So good.
That was really good. I thought they did a really good job with, well, a couple things in there with sort of the doll being the subtext for them talking about, you know, Haley.
Where she's broken, she'll never be fixed.
Where they're talking about the doll, and the doctor's like, what?
And he's like, could you leave? I thought that was pretty funny.
But I also liked that it was, they'd bought the doll, had medical insurance, and...
Oh, God, that's so them.
And they had already met their deductible, so it should be okay.
It's ridiculous.
That was pretty funny. But then that the younger daughter finds a doll there that's like her.
Very good. Very good episode. No, the show's kind of been hit or miss for me ever since it started, honestly. I don't think that every episode's good. But this one was pretty solid.
Yeah, and Cam with the using the falling down as a ruse to be able to stay in the house to search for the Tupperware.
I like that he found it, too. That's what makes everything better. This had a lid? God. Oh, Lord. Modern Family, everybody.
Yeah, not every episode is outstanding, but this was a pretty good one.
Agreed.
All the different storylines sort of, worked. Also with the Claire's secret gun range.
Oh, my God.
That's what she does to blow off steam. And that, why am I blanking on...
Gloria?
Yeah, Gloria wants to hang out with her and be closer and finally sees her again and she's like fine and takes her to the gun range with her and then but Gloria's like a crack shot. She's
of course
like,
she shoots
the target right between the eyes.
Well, she's from like a South American country that
Yes. So that's Modern Family. Another good episode.
Okay, so it's part
of happy
endings. Season 2, episode 15, The Butterfly Effect.
Oh my god. It's like that movie, The Butterfly Effect. Ashton Kutcher did that, and then he did a lot of really bad movies. She's the best! She's the best line! Oh my god.
And then later on, when she's like, she pops up and she says, The Butterfly Effect. And they're like,
it's
what? And she's
oh
like,
god.
It's like, on TV. I was just talking about it, and now it's on TV. But it's like one of those little things that happens, and then a ripple through all these other things. And they should really have a term for that.
Oh, my god. The only thing I had issue with this in this episode is that it looked like from last week that Grant and Max were going to be dating. So why was Max suddenly hibernating for weeks?
Yeah, it kind of seemed like this episode was out of order.
Yeah, it felt weird, like it was out of order.
Yeah, like this should have been before, because you don't really think of, although they were, you don't really think of winter after Valentine's Day as much as you would before.
Yeah.
Necessarily, but when is Groundhog's Day anyways? Because that was sort of, they were using the fight as
February
sort of their,
2nd.
Seemed like this episode, they popped it out of order.
I love their fake fight.
Where they're yelling things.
Switched to online banking.
Oh my god. So good.
No, I still want my hard copies.
She's like, I don't think I'm ready to leave the state, go away from hard copy. God, it's so good. That show just makes me happy. It's just so good, people.
But the stuff with Max as the bear.
When he ended up in the pot on the plate, whatever he had in his hand. And he's like, and Winnie the Pooh
with the jersey. He ends up with his head in the can. Earlier on, they had him with his hand in the honey jar.
So good.
But the best one was when they had him on the unicycle as like the Russian bear. That was.
I love the sister language. That made me laugh hysterically. That slayed me.
And Penny trying to figure out what it is.
Genius. Just a great time, you people.
You know, sometimes, you know, those sleepovers weren't as fun for everybody.
She's like, I beat my bed, and then up pops Alex. Shouldn't have gone to bed at first, or whatever. Oh my god. But yeah, so happy endings. People need to be watching this show.
Yeah, I think going into the show, she may have been the one where you were the least sure about, but she's almost become my favorite character. She is so good in that role.
She's so dumb.
Well, once they decided to make her dumb, I think that was the point at because they didn't start that in the beginning. She wasn't quite as dumb like that.
Yeah, they've really accentuated that.
Except she did get cornrows on her honeymoon, so they did start it. But they didn't really, like, focus on that. But I'm glad that they did, because I love it. So, yeah, happy endings. I don't know what's next.
The last thing we have on our list is Psych, Season 6, Psych. Episode 10, which is Indiana Sean and the Temple of the Kinda Crappy Rusty Old Dagger.
I love Despero.
I love Despero, too.
And I said to Ray, God damn it, Machen Amick does not age. She doesn't age. She doesn't age.
She's pretty.
I think she ages backward. She's like Benjamin Button. What is that? What is that full movie's full title?
Benjamin Button, isn't it?
Is it just Benjamin? I thought it was like The Impossible World. I don't know.
Oh, it might be something. I don't know.
Anyway, Machen Amick. I don't even remember what happens. So, Sean and Gus have a slap fight.
They do. They have a slap fight. They jump in the wrong boat. And they're like, why can't we get it going?
That scene with Gus sort of talking nautical, but Sean not understanding what the heck he's talking about. Just the disconnect in the communication there. But yeah, a slap fight, but that also includes a dagger. Like, there's this big knife and that they're fighting over. I thought the whole episode with the Indiana Jones stuff was really good.
Yeah. And, like, I'm not a huge fan of Indiana Jones. Like, I never really have watched any of them, but I still enjoyed this episode. So.
Amory, we can no longer be friends. It's over.
Yeah, well. Yeah, well. I'm trying to think of something you don't like that I like to argue back. But it stops there. Gummy bears! Oh. But anyway,
so, see, you missed
saying.
All of the things that are homages to Indiana Jones stuff, which the boat is also a moment from an Indiana Jones movie. But
I really liked it still, which I think is important.
Well, I think that's the thing that they do really well in these episodes is there is lots of stuff in there that is for the people that know, but you don't need to know all that stuff for the episode to still be enjoyable and fun, though.
Exactly.
But you just know that Sean is going to go full Indiana Jones with the whip.
Without question. I love Sean. What did he say it was his emergency ring? Is that what he called it?
Yes. What emergencies?
You never know when the perfect time is going to pop up and you have a ring on hand right there with you.
Gotta love it. I don't know. I think that Psych is doing some fantastic things, and I love it.
Yeah, they come back strong with this episode.
They do.
Everybody watch.
Which, by the way, next week they start filming the next season, so.
They start season 7 next week.
Filming.
Season 6.5 is premiering.
You get totally lost in that they had pretty much almost finished filming this stuff by the time they started airing episodes in the fall.
Yeah.
And so now, by the time the season's finally finishing, they're already back onto the other one. It's such a different schedule when they play these things like that.
Agreed. All right. That's prime time. Run together. I just have two things to say about, well, Ray, I don't know, you want to talk about The Amazing Race? I didn't watch it, but you're more than welcome to rail on it if you want.
I don't really have much to say about it. Somebody online, perhaps Daniel Feinberg, made a good point that this episode kind of proved that Amazing Race premieres need to be 2 hours long. Because it's just not enough time. 1 hour, they didn't have in my opinion, the tasks weren't all that challenging anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, the people who came in first in this leg were done, like, probably at least 20 minutes before the episode was over, which will tell you how hard the tasks were. Not very hard.
Right.
They were done, you know what I mean? And then it took everybody else the rest of that 20 minutes to finally get done and get in. But it just, like, there's just too many people that you can't even in an hour absorb all of them.
Yeah.
And you just don't care. You know what I mean? Like, I think you need the 2 hours to at least get a little bit more attached to them. I just wasn't overly impressed with any of the teams this time. Not that I wasn't impressed. I don't know that I didn't have time to be impressed by any of them. Enough to, like, think, oh, this week I can't wait to see, you know what I mean, how this team is doing. Like, I didn't have that about any of them. And there seems to be a lot of teams this time who, if they're not already, like, if they weren't already on another reality show, they are famous in some other way, like they're an athlete or, I don't know. Not all of them, but it seems like a large number of them have some kind of, I don't know if fame is the right word, because you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't seem like the athletes are athletes.
Like recognition or whatever.
Yeah, just they have some kind of extra thing about them that I actually just like regular people on The Amazing Race, to be honest with you. So it annoys me when that's what we end with.
Big Brother. But I watched like a half episode of a Big Brother at my mom's once, and I hated that Rachel chick. So I'm pretty I'll hate her on this.
I gotta be honest, I'm not a fan of that couple here.
Yeah. So I'll be catching up with The Amazing Race once I'm back at work, because I'll be at my desk and I won't be painting my house. So we'll see what happens there. And then Survivor, you know, I've watched 2 episodes. This one girl on the one team is just so dumb. I agree they need to get rid of her. But they did one of those find the 5 people on the first day alliances that always get people in trouble. And now they're stuck with this idiot. So, there you have it. And then The Voice. I don't know. I like The Voice. I didn't really pay attention a whole lot this week, but I'm just feeling like, come on. I want these blind auditions to be over so we can actually start seeing people compete and so I can see Tony Luca again. Because I love him. A lot. And that's about it for reality. Oh, except I did watch The Challenge and I hate Camilla. And I want Abram and Cara Maria to be happily ever after so Abram can stop crying. And I'd like CT and DM to make up. That's it. So that's it. There you have it.
I see.
Yeah.
Short and sweet and to the point.
Yes. I'm going to go back to striping my dining room because we haven't even begun to paint. We are just doing the striped tape at this point. There's 5 colors we need to paint.
So right now it's more of a striped tease?
Oh my god, it's horrible. It's horrible!
Five colors?
Yeah.
What are you doing, Amory?
Where do you see it? It's going to be amazing. Yeah. So that's it. Well, I would just like, so I have 3 bedrooms. They were all painted in an afternoon last weekend. And my dad painted my dining room today. I did the trim. And now we're doing the stripes. And it's just, it makes us all want to kill each other.
Sorry.
So yeah.
We'll be over
family
soon.
Bonding over stripes.
Anyhow,
it is ambitious, but it's going to be amazing. So that's our show.
It is.
You know where to find us online. TVTimes3.com. Spell it all out. And Twitter and Facebook and iTunes and Stitcher.com/TV. And that's it. Google us. And and our music today, when it wasn't provided by me, it was provided by the IODA PromoNet. The song is TV Party by the Asylum Street Spankers from their Mercurial title, put out by Yellow Dog Records. And who do we have next week?
No episode next week.
No episode next week.
Taking a week off to do some behind-the-scenes maintenance of the website.
Nice.
And stuff, so doing that, didn't want to have an episode to deal with at the same time.
Right.
And then the following week, it'll be, well, I suppose, since every other week, it'll be me and Amory, you'll be on.
Okay.
I'm assuming.
Okay.
And somebody else, I don't know yet who, so.
Nice. Cool. All right. So, we'll have that to look forward to. I will have watched more TV and have more to contribute in the next 2 weeks, because I'll be situated at my house, my home, and that's about it.
Congratulations, Amory.
Thank you, and congratulations, Ray. And congratulations to the guy that Jason was talking about when I logged in, who bought a house and then sold it, and then bought a house and then sold it, and then, I don't know, ad nauseum.
Yeah, it was. Well, we were waiting for you to get on, and so.
I know. I only heard half the story.
It all revolves around you, Amory. Yeah. Once you came up, we didn't care about that guy anymore.
Exactly. That's what happened. All right, folks.
Right.
I'm going to eat my Elio's pizza.
Have fun with that.
Thanks.
Have fun with your stripes.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Bye.
We sit glued to the TV set all night
and every night.
Why go into the outside world at all?
It's such a fright.
We got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of brews.
All right. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Excellent. Okay.
Wouldn't be an episode without it.
Exactly.